The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 16th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1965, a NASA space probe took the first close-up pictures of another planet in the solar system.
As it passed close to Mars, Mariner 4 measured no evidence of radiation belts, such as we have near Earth, and no significant magnetic field. This and the lack of such features as mountain chains suggests that Mars, unlike Earth, may have a solid core. At a range of 10,500 miles, Mariner 4 began to take its pictures. Picture information in digital form converted to shades of gray, showing the craters, probably caused by meteors, distributed on Mars in a pattern remarkably similar to that of the Moon.
Mariner 4 zipped past the planet Mars, traveling too fast to go into the red planet's orbit. It sent 21 pictures of Mars back to Earth, leading to a reassessment of many long-standing beliefs about what the surface might be like. On this day in 1972, Pioneer 10 became the first spacecraft to enter the asteroid belt. It was unknown how many undetectable small bodies populated this region between Mars and Jupiter, so the mission planners really didn't know if Pioneer 10 would survive this crossing or not. And in 1975, NASA launched the last Apollo spacecraft.
Stafford reports he has made the final GG line. First stage, second stage, and instrument unit now on internal power. Approaching the 30-second mark in our countdown, water pouring onto the hang deflector, now coming onto the deck of the mobile launcher. Everything proceeding smoothly. We've got a guidance release at the 17-second mark.
20 seconds.
The engines will actually start. The engine sequence starts at 3.1 seconds in the countdown. We'll hold down till thrust builds up.
11.
Engine ready light on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, engine sequence start, 1, 0, launch commit, we have a liftoff, all engines building up thrust, moving out, clear the tower.
Roger, tower clear. Roger, Tom, you got good thrust on all engines here, right on the money. Roger.
Where previous Apollo missions were launched to one-up the Soviets in the race to the moon or by setting up shop at the Skylab space station, the last flight was intended to dock with a Soviet Soyuz capsule, the first joint international space mission between the two superpowers locked in the Cold War. Soyuz 19, which would dock with the last Apollo mere days later, also lifted off on this date. In 2006, the social media service Twitter went online. Hashtag happy birthday? Airwolf star Jan Michael Vincent was born on this day in 1944. Trevor Horn of The Buggles and Art of Noise, and the voice behind Video Killed the Radio Star, was born today in 1949. Lost actor Terry O'Quinn, who played obsessed castaway Locke, was born in 1952.
We either have very good aim or very bad aim, Mr.
His name is Locke.
Okay, Mr. Locke, what is it that we're hunting?
We know there are wild boar on the island. Razorbacks by the look of them. The ones that came into the camp last night were piglets, 100, 150 pounds each, which means that there's a mother nearby. A 250-pound rat with scimitar-like tusks and a surly disposition who'd love nothing more than to eviscerate anything comes near. Boar's usual mode of attack is to circle around, charge from behind, so I figure it'll take at least three of us to distract her long enough for me to flank one of the piglets, pin it, and slit its throat.
And you gave him his knife back? Well, if you've got a better idea. Better than three of you wandering into the magic forest to bag a hunk of ham with nothing but a little bitty hunting knife? Hell no. It's the best idea I ever heard.
Born today in 1961, Forrest Whitaker. Stan Kirsch was born on this day in 1968. He played Richie, a mortal who became immortal in the Highlander TV series.
Rico's chili dogs. Ain't nothing on earth like them.
It's a good thing you're one of us. You might actually recover from that stuff.
When does it start getting easier?
It doesn't.
I keep waiting to feel different. Like somebody's going to tell me how to be, what to do.
What were you expecting? A set of instructions?
Well, Mac, even Superman had...
You're not Superman, Richie.
There's an immortal nearby. I can feel it.
In 2017, actor Martin Landau died. Though he rose to stardom with roles in Mission Impossible and Space 1999, it was the Tim Burton movie Ed Wood where you would find his Oscar-winning performance as Bela Lugosi. In 1981, American video game company Exidy rolled out Venture, a monster-filled dungeon treasure hunt starring an archer named Winky. And in 1983, as the American video game industry slowly bled to death, the future was taking shape in Japan.
Family computer 登場。カセット挿入するとカラー52色の鮮やかな画像。コンピューターを相手に麻雀、五目並べ、そしてポパイ、ドンキーコング、2人で楽しめるマリオブラザーズなど10種類。
Nintendo unveiled the Famicom, or Family Computer, with games that were nearly identical to their arcade counterparts. In 1985, Nintendo's American operation boldly repackaged Famicom as the Nintendo Entertainment System and test-marketed it in New York City. By Christmas, the NES was available nationwide, and by 1987, Nintendo was synonymous with video games in most people's minds. In 2016, Netflix scored a huge surprise hit with its retro-themed series, Stranger Things.
I'm worried about Will. Over.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Over.
I was thinking... Will could have cast Protection last night, but he didn't. He cast Fireball.
Over.
What's your point? Over?
My point is, he could have played it safe, but he didn't. He put himself in danger to help the party.
Over.
You mean 10. Over and out.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
thought was a dead blown to spiral pain.
Red shirt.
Huh?
Red shirt. You ever watch Star Trek?
Not really.
The crew guys? That would go down to the planet with the main guys? The captain and the guy with the pointy ears? They always wore red shirts. And they always got killed.
Sounds like a piss poor captain.